There was a bear attack where somebody was mauled and killed. This was the first deadly bear attack since 1986 in Yellowstone. And anytime there's one of these disasters that happen, I like to teach you guys how to be aware and protect yourself. So we're going to talk about bear attacks, how to prevent yourself from one, what to do if you're going to get attacked by a bear.
I've just been diagnosed with arthritis in my neck with a little degeneration, and I have arthritis in my lower back, but I've still got to work a few more years and good ways to deal with the symptoms.
Well, I'm a huge fan of chiropractic. I just am, because I'm married to one and it feels good. I love getting chiropractic. I mean, not all neck and back issues are surgical. I think it's good to get an MRI to see if the disc is bulging, and if you're inflamed and let's say you pull your back out, we tell you to do ice. These politicians are trying to get their 15 minutes of media time bashing the other side, and no one is coming up with real solutions. Well, here's my problem with that. I would really respect a politician if they stood up there and said, I don't know how the heck to fix this in this short a time. I don't know what would really work. And the reason why is because we as a nation are spoiled. If a politician went up and said that, he would get my vote.
My wife and I have a son that's 30 years old now. He is unmotivated. I don't know whether he's depressed or what. Tends to sleep. We have no idea what to do with him.
Get a drug test. See if he's smoking pot. You wonder, I people kind of fatigued and unmotivated. That's usually marijuana. But somebody sleeping like that, I think about pot. Of course, alcohol, like you said, could do it. You know, from a medical standpoint, I would probably recommend, you know, checking his thyroid and checking for depression. But 30 years old, he has got to get a job and he has got to get out of the house. A whole month on breast cancer. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think breast cancer is important. 1 in 8 women get breast cancer, but we lose the male audience, and this month is just so long. I'd like to get through the show just once without talking about boobies. You know, a lot of people don't realize there was Mental Health Awareness Week. That just shot by. Mental Health Awareness Week, they only got a week, whereas breast cancer gets a whole month. I think premature ejaculation awareness, that came and went in about a minute. Pretty gutsy of you to get a job in a bar, to take on a job in a bar while fighting alcoholism. That's remarkable. Why did you decide to do that? Did you not think it was going to be a temptation?
Well, I actually got a job in the bar to pick up the women, you know. But the thing is, then I started seeing how people were acting, and I didn't want to do. I didn't know I acted that way, and that
right.
I don't want to do this anymore. I haven't had a beer or any alcohol in about 10 years.
Oh, well done.